Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Food Stuffs with me, Tim Convy. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Let's talk about McDonald's for a little bit, shall we? Donut sticks back at McDonald's for a limited time. Did you guys try them last time?
Yeah.
Yes, I had one. I thought it was pretty good. I think maybe, do we have them come in studio? Somebody bring us some by?
Oh, I thought.
Or we sent
you
out. You
sent me out to get them.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, six donut sticks, by the way. I saw the nutrition on them today.
Yeah.
280 calories.
What?
I don't think that's terrible.
That's not bad at all.
No.
Wow.
I know.
I feel like they came and went. I don't believe I ever tried them.
I think you'd have to get them hot.
They came out back in February this year. Donut sticks participating locations nationwide for a limited time. McDonald's also announced they are launching a Snickerdoodle McFlurry. It is the first holiday McFlurry in 7 years.
That's going to be my new DJ rap name.
Snickerdoodle McFlurry.
Can that just be your new traffic guy name?
Let's do it.
Here's Snickerdoodle McFlurry with a look at the roads.
I think it sounds fabulous. I love cinnamon.
Me too.
And if you ever notice, like, I'll just make, I make raisin bread. This raisin bread, I just made it a couple days ago.
When? I think you were gone.
Well, I just bought a loaf of it. It's that Dave's Killer bread.
Okay.
It's very good. It's got good stuff in it.
Sure.
I just toasted one piece of bread last week, and everyone that comes in the kitchen is like, oh, what is that? It smells so good. Cinnamon makes people happy.
Yeah, that's true. Will you bring some of that in, please?
I have a couple pieces on my desk. You can try one today.
And quick sidebar, my wife got me a cinnamon Coke over the weekend, which was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds like it would be pretty good.
Where do you get that?
I don't know. I think she got it at Walgreens. We split up and came together at a point B, and she said, I got you a soda. It's like, oh, great. It's a cinnamon Coke. It was really tasty.
Doesn't sound good to me, but I'd be willing to try.
Okay.
The last McFlurry, holiday McFlurry, anybody remember?
Eggnog?
No, it was a mint McFlurry.
Oh, yeah.
They also, they had a Rolo McFlurry and a Stroop Waffle McFlurry.
You know what? Rolos, not good.
What? Are you out of your mind?
I used to love them. Anytime I have one now, though, I feel like the caramel is not
as good.
It's like, not.
It's like the Milk Dud.
No, now I like the Milk Dud still.
Really?
Yes.
Hang on. You're telling me Rolos, admittedly, I haven't had one in a long time. You're telling me they don't hold up.
I think that caramel's real thin and kind of, I don't like it.
We got to get some Rolos in here.
I used to love them. I would roll a Rolo to my friend.
Food stuffs.
Was it chocolate and caramel end to end? Is that what it was?
Rolo, Rolo to your pal. It's chocolate covered caramel.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't either. Thank you, Lance.
I must have been watching different cartoons back then.
Right.
And finally, I believe you can see this at Y98.com. A bakery in the UK just announced they've made healthier donuts. And they're healthier because they have holes in the middle. They normally sell jelly donuts without holes, so they're unironically saying that the donuts with holes
are
a lower calorie and healthier option.
Less donut, healthier.
Yes.
It is a little bit. The ring donuts are between 200 and 300 calories. The ball donuts between 300 and 400.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a
So that's legit.
Jelly donuts, they're fine.
I was talking to Julia in our office the other day, and she said somebody brought in donuts from, I forget where, it might have been Vincent Van Donut.
It was Vincent Van Donut last week.
And
they actually, and it was KMOX, they brought them out for all to.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't usually do that. They keep it back in their newsroom.
That's right. They must have had a lot. So the Vincent Van Donuts do have holes in them, but they're fairly small. But then they also had donut holes from there. And Julia was saying, the math, it just doesn't add up. She's convinced that donut holes were actually the holes from the donuts. And I said, I don't think they are. I think they're just little drops of dough. They're not the...
I don't think they are either.
I don't either.
Yeah. And I blew her mind.
But are they?
I don't think they are.
I don't think they are either.
I think they're just little extra clunks of dough. I think the whole...
Yeah, that's just like a ball and they throw it in and fry it up.
When you create a hole on a donut, I don't think you're removing a thing. You're just sort of stretching it out.
Right. I see what...
Okay. Yeah.
We sound real stupid right now.
No, I know what you're saying, though.
But Julia was like, I changed her life a little bit.
But we don't know this to be fact.
I mean, I'm sure maybe 90%. In some places they do that, but I'm 90% there. If somebody wants to text in, please do. You think we'd know this with all the time we spend in donut shops?
I know. We don't really get to know the making of the donut when we're there.
I would bet money I'm correct about that. Text in 314-531-9898.
And to end your food stuffs.
Yes.
You're going to be at a food place today.
I am. I'm going to be at the Lion's Choice in St. Peter's. So, and you can get info on that at y98.com. But come out and see me. I'll be there from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Okay. All right. 4 to 6, Lion's Choice in St. Peter's. We'll have more info in a little while.
And a lot more food stuffs coming up. Like when you load the dishwasher, should your silverware point up or down? That's coming up at the 805 food stuffs.
Depends on the piece of silverware in my house.
Knives down.
Well, knives guys, and forks down.
We're going to talk about it. So okay. gather those thoughts.
All right. I've got many thoughts on that.
Me too.
All right, so we'll do that in the second. Foodstuffs at 8:05. Your weather, sunny, windy, cold today with a high of 24. Clear and cold tonight with a low of 14. And like Tim said earlier, it was only 12, and I don't think that's probably moved anywhere. But then we're warming up to the 40s from tomorrow through the weekend. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right, a little audio piece to kind of sum up one issue on our drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.